Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Joseph H.K.A. Espenda Jr. was a broken soul, searching for release from his personal demons, which are like many who are trapped by the enticing of the world. After many years of struggle, depression, suicide attempts, and a longing to find God's love, he was able to overcome and realize true freedom through the saving grace of Jesus Christ. No longer addicted to an alternate lifestyle, in his memoir, Psalms of Freedom, A Journey of Faith, Hope, and Healing, he freely shares his experiences to show others who were on the same road that he was on that there is an off-ramp to freedom, joy, and fulfillment. And Psalms of Healing author Joseph H.K.A. Espenda Jr. is our guest on This Week in America. Joseph, welcome to the program. A great book, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation. Thank you for being with us.
I appreciate the invitation.
You are touching so many people, and the response has been excellent with reviews and people who have read your book and have been able to turn their lives around by following your examples. What was the inspiration to write this book, and what message do you hope readers will take from it?
You know, I was inspired because of the great freedom that came to me through the saving grace of Jesus Christ. I knew it would not be an easy thing to share such deep and personal events from my life, but I know the pain of struggling with a misaligned identity. What I hope readers take from my book is that there is a way out, and that way is through Jesus Christ.
And Joseph brings that out in his book, Psalms of Freedom. You'll find the book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, published by Mainspring Books, available there as well. All of this information, by the way, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned being a broken soul before actually finding Christ. Share a little bit about that journey and what led you to faith. So often people consider themselves a broken soul and don't quite know how to get out of that. How did you get through that and thrive?
Sure. I mean, broken for me, meaning that I felt totally worthless and empty. I was so low and had such a hatred for myself that suicide seemed like the only viable option for me. But broken enough so that God could reach in and put things right and renew me. With me reaching out in faith, I found his love. I found his acceptance, I found his grace, and I found his salvation plan for me.
And you're able to share that, and that has to be difficult to talk about it, certainly to write about it and to open up to help other people, but it's been so effective. It's not a psychologist that is talking, not from personal knowledge, but from textbooks and what he's heard from other people. Joseph has lived this, and he's gotten through it. He's thriving, and he's a teacher helping other people. The book is Psalms of Freedom, A Journey of Faith, Hope, and Healing by Joseph Espenda. Now that's E-S-P-I-N-D-A, Espenda Jr. We've got all of that on our website, so you can get information on the book there as well. The book discusses struggles. You mentioned some, abuse, addiction, depression. How did faith help you overcome these challenges?
Well, what I found is through adversity comes experiences that can make us or break us. It is how these challenges are faced. And honestly, I felt defeated because of the abuse from a young age that lasted for years, with being addicted to sexual desires, to depression that came from drug and alcohol use, and an overall perception that life had no meaning. Through faith, I discovered in the scriptures where God makes all things new and forgives all sins so completely as if they were cast into the ocean. And we learned that from the book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 19.
You include psalms and poems throughout the book. I want to talk about that aspect of it. How do you think they enhance the message? And what do you hope the readers feel when they read them? It's hard to read them and not be moved. Talk about the using psalms and poems and how effective they are.
Sure. As I've written the preface of the book, I use the word psalm not to denote a spiritual reference, but using the Greek translation of psalmos, meaning sung to a harp. The collection of poems which I've written and are used throughout the book are the songs of the harp, which is my heart. Songs and poems have a way of reaching into people's minds and heart that convey a message that transcends the words on the page. It invokes feelings that perhaps they did not know they had or had not felt in a long time. I wrote the poems as a way of healing, and not specifically for the book. They just seem to fit into the storyline.
How important was it for you to write, to do the Psalms, to do the poems? We're moved as we read them. People have life-altering experiences after they read them. What was it like for you to express yourself with poetry?
For me, it's as I was writing them. And the thing is that when I write these, it's not because I'm sitting down just to write them. I am being inspired by the Holy Spirit. And I'm taking the events of my life and putting it into writing on a page. And I reread them and I just feel the Spirit move and well up inside of me. So because it does that to me, I'd like to share it with others because, you know, like I said, it reaches deep into a person's soul and it can actually help relieve the pain that they're suffering, that someone else has also suffered, and that someone else has come through it. And that way is through Christ.
When you read Psalms of Freedom, you understand what Joseph is talking about, and you feel like the author was certainly inspired. I feel like a special touch has gone into, a special message has gone into his work. The book available, again, wherever books are sold, links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Joseph, you talk about awakening through Christ. Can you explain that and how it really transformed your life and how you knew when it was happening?
Awake is a discovering that, you know, the discovering that the lies of labels were in fact just lies. The wait or some moment that opened my eyes to what I thought to be true were in fact false and perpetrated by the adversary to lead me away from the truth of God. Being awakened to the fact that I bought into lies allowed me to just drop them, walk away from them, be unbound by them, to walk in freedom. My actions and attitudes now align with the kind of love that God has for me and for everyone. The book of Mark teaches, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater. So when you love others as you love yourself, you're actually reflecting the love of God that he has for you. That is an awakening for me. So just being like, wow, I finally get it type of thing.
It is so impressive to hear you, the writing is one thing, but to hear your presentation and how passionate you are about the message and helping people, it certainly comes across in your work. And you mentioned before identity. I'd like to talk about that for a second. Identity plays a role in your journey. How did your perspective on yourself change after embracing God's love? What was Joseph like before, and what is Joseph like now?
Yeah, you know, this really goes back to the labels, not only labels from society, but also those labels given to us from parents, siblings, friends, enemies, and even ourselves. The true identity that we have is that we are children of God, knowing that another man is a child of God, and that another woman is a child of God lets me see them as brothers and sisters and not just as objects. This allows me to see myself differently too. Created, loved, and accepted, as the song says, you know, love God, love people, and that includes loving yourself. The person I was before was selfish, you know, self-centered. I was in it just for me, and it was for my pleasure, and it didn't matter who got hurt along the way. Now it's a different person altogether. And those who have known me from before have actually marked that I am not the same. So when you open yourself up to God's love and it fills your heart and your soul, it just pours out. And then you're able to love others just the way God loves them.
Talk about how you feel now, this transformation. You seem to have this calmness, this peace that you have. What's that like? And that certainly has to make life more enjoyable when you've got this comfort, when you know your true identity.
So, you know, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's whenever you actually breathe, you take in a breath, your head lifts up and you're looking up to the heavens. And that's where God is transcending his love down to me. So I recall in Genesis when the serpent was on the ground, whenever we're looking down at the serpent, and our mind and our feelings are in the dust. But when we look up, we breathe in the breath of life, which is God giving us that life and that freedom. And it's just you said enjoyable. It is joy, true joy. Happiness is fleeting and temporary, but joy is permanent. And that joy comes from the Lord.
Our guest is Joseph Spenda Jr. The book is Psalms of Freedom, A Journey of Faith, Hope, and Healing. Book available wherever books are sold. We'll have all that information on our website. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Many people feel trapped in their struggles, and they really don't see a way out. What advice would you give someone who feels lost right now, and they just don't feel there's an off-ramp?
So I understand that feeling well. My recommendation and my solemn prayer would be, don't give up and look to the only source of joy in this life. Jesus is the door. We have been blessed with freedom of choice, and the Lord will never force himself upon anyone. Use that choice to choose him, and he will deliver you from bondage and pain. No matter how dark things may seem, his light will drive the darkness away. Even if it's the smallest spark in the darkest of night, it shatters darkness. It is never too late in this life, and you have not drifted so far away that he cannot rescue you.
Well, let's talk about that. Never too late in life. There are some people that feel, I have a dark past. I've done bad things in my past. I can't understand why I don't see a redemption in my future. I think I'm beyond that. What would you say to those people who feel that they're beyond a redemption? The past defines who they are, and that's not going to change. How do you talk them out of that mindset?
Yeah, I had to go through that myself, but I learned that our experiences don't define who we are. They just tell where we came from. It's not what we do that defines who we are. It's only the things that we have done. And again, it's never too late to undo those things. And that undo comes through Christ. Because he went to the cross, because he freely gave up his life and spilled his blood, he did that so that we could walk away from sin. And he has given that to us, that we just have to choose it. You know, why wait to let his joy come into your life? Don't wait, and it's not too late. He's never too far away, and he's always accepting. He never rejects anyone.
So often in life, we need that little spark to turn us, something that we read, something that we hear that ignites something in our brain, and it shows us that, okay, maybe there is a way out of that. That's what Joseph's book it does, Psalms of Freedom, A Journey of Faith, Hope, and Healing. In a few minutes, I'll ask Joseph to read some of the poems from the book that are touching so many people. What was the most difficult part for you of sharing your personal experiences? I'm sure it probably was difficult throughout, but what were some of the most difficult parts that were difficult, that very emotional for you to recall and then to put in the book?
So, you know, the book as it is right now is not the first iteration. I had started it as a true tell-all, and I'd list names and dates and locations. And as I got to chapter 3, I realized that I was reliving the past and was bringing up old things that I don't need to bring up.
Yes.
You know, the experiences are used to help others, but not to relive the past. The hardest thing was exposing all the horrible things from the past, but giving just enough information to allow the reader to understand where I came from. It's not a tell-all, but it's a tell-enough. But it is easy to talk about me then because that person is now dead. I live in the present, and now I talk about life. The new person is me, the one that Christ recreated.
How therapeutic was it writing this book? I would sense that when it's over with, you would feel relief. You would feel like, okay, maybe I can like close this chapter in my life. I've written about it. I've used it. It wasn't lost years. They're years that formed this book and lessons that will help other people. What was it like actually finishing this book? Maybe picking it up for the first time and seeing Psalms of Freedom and your name on the cover. What was that experience like for you?
When I saw it and I saw the proof of the cover and the artwork, you know, it's a black background with the white cross and the words, the title is in white. It's like light in the darkness. And when I saw it, I just broke down in tears, and I shared that those joyful tears with others, like my life group leader, who was with me through this entire journey. And you know that God is love, and His love can and does conquer anything and everything. You know, you are worthy of His love. You are of infinite worth in the eyes of God, your creator. Just remember, this life is short, but eternity is forever.
Before I have you read some poems, what would you like a reader to take away from reading the book? What maybe do you hope when they finish reading the book that really grabs them, motivates them, and starts them on this journey of a whole new life?
You know, the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. And when someone reads the book, and if it touches their heart and it touches their soul, I'm hoping that they will see that, yeah, that's me too. Or yeah, that's kind of like me. And yeah, there is a way, you know. So but again, it's just to help. And when I first talked to the publisher, which is Westbow Press, which is a subsidiary of Thomas Nelson, I told them it wasn't about the fame, it wasn't about the fortune, it was about the message. So, do I look to see how many books have been sold? No, I don't, because that's not my focus. The objective was to putting a message out there that there is hope, there is freedom. And no matter what people have called you in the past, no matter what you called yourself in the past, God changes everything, and you can get freedom. You can have that joy in this life. And the biggest part about your identity is that I am a child of God. You are a child of God. And because of that, He is there. He is your father. He loves you, and He wants to give you all that He has.
I saved some time at the end of the interview so we could have Joseph read some of the poems from his book, Psalms of Freedom, A Journey of Faith, Hope, and Healing. The book available, again, wherever books are sold. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Joseph, I know you've chosen five to conclude the program today. What's the first poem you're going to read?
This poem is called The Path. And this one is, you know, I don't, not all my poems rhyme. They're called free phrase. And this one is one of those that do rhyme. So I'm standing on the pathway, facing the light ahead. It beckons me to follow on this road that I must tread. There is darkness all around me on the left, on the right, and on the left. It calls with sirens' voices, but the attractions are only death. It panders to the glitzy with riches filled with lust. Its lights are pure and dingy. It touches only dust. If I wander too far left or wander too far right, I do not face the light ahead and struggle with the night. But the path that's laid before me is paved through golden truths. It speaks of heaven's promises and renders all lies mute. The stones are etched with scripture. It's perfect in its form. It was built by our Creator when the universe was born. The rod that runs along it is strong and made of iron, a shepherd's staff to cling to that leads me safe to Zion. The Lord walks right beside me. I feel his gentle hug. His words just penetrate me. You are worthy to be loved. He provides his tender mercies to all those who are seeking. His spirit covers head to toe and shelters with his covering. For every step that's taken, for every footfall placed, I come closer to his kingdom. I will win this race. His love is never failing. His word is strong and true. He took all the guilt and shame and turned old things new. So that is where you'll find me, walking towards the sun. And when my final breath is made, salvation will have been won.
So well done. Our guest is Joseph Espenda, Jr. He is the author of Psalms of Freedom. Reading several of the poems as we conclude our conversation today. You also do this on Instagram. How can they find you on Instagram and enjoy your reading there as well?
Yeah, so there's a QR codes that I have. Oh, and by the way, I will be in Los Angeles
At the book
at the
fair.
end of April at
Yes.
the and I'll be there in person, and I'll be you know handing out free bookmarks and stuff like that with QR codes for all the social media that I'm connected to. But yeah, it's easy to find me out there. You know, my name is kind of unique, Joseph HK Espinda Jr. It's kind of long. but it's out there.
It's out there, and you can follow that. And Joseph will be at the 2025 LA Times Festival of Books, one of the largest in the country and worldwide. And they're meeting people and being able to discuss his book, Psalms of Freedom. What's next in terms of the poetry?
I have another one that it's titled True Salvation. As I walk upon uncertain seas and my faith is waning in the storm, I call upon the Prince of Peace to safely guide me to the shore. When I am troubled by my thoughts and inner arguments take control, I remember to call his name because only he can calm my soul. When faced with hardships in this life and answers are just out of reach, he's always there to pull me through. He responded if I only should seek. While in this lonely, dreary world, sometimes I'm tired to the bone, but there is comfort and there is peace because I know I'm not alone. This world is filled with ups and downs. It's easy to be stuck in strife, but then the words come crystal clear. Lay that down and just speak life. Put on the armor of the Lord. Be steadfast, brave, and sure. The victor's crown is just ahead if I just but endure. There is a plan for everyone, no ifs or buts and no exception. Jesus Christ is the only way, the hope of true salvation.
Once again, so well done. Our guest is Joseph Espenda, Junior, book available, again, wherever books are sold, link on our website. Continue, please. I don't want to interrupt in between here and sort of lose the flow of your poetry, your work, what you're doing. You're creating such a wonderful mood and getting us really into the essence of the book. What is next?
Okay, I just have two more to share with you. This one is called Stones. My hard spots were formed in my life. They started as the smallest of specks, but grew over time as layers built up. The growth was slow, so not always recognized. They lived and thrived, and I was unaware of their existence. They tended to block out the light and perpetrated an inward dampness. The specks become stony places, and walls and toll gates and hard roads formed. I built a personal fortress of solitude, and it kept out all outsiders, the hurt, and the pain. In reality, I'd built a personal prison. I was locked inside, and no one had the key. No one, that is, until Jesus came for me. He looked inside of my prison walls. He smiled and said, "You don't belong here. Come, child, let us tear down these walls." "Oh, Lord, they're so thick. Oh, Lord, they're too high. Oh, Lord, they're so strong. Oh, Lord, they're all that I know." The Lord smiled and handed me a stone. I threw that rock as hard as I could, but it bounced off the wall and landed at my feet. I tried many times without success. Then I realized that I was being waited upon. I then turned to face the Lord and asked him, "Would you help me?" With the help of my Lord, each stone, each hurt, each pain fell from its place in the wall and quietly rolled away into oblivion. The walls came down like a Jericho. The path was narrow but smooth. I was amazed by what he had done. It was more than I could have ever asked for. Then I asked, "How was that so easy, Lord?" Again, he smiled. He held me close. He said, "I rolled a great stone away from my tomb. I did it just so I could get to you."
Boy, so well done. These and so many in Joseph's book, Psalms of Freedom. And I think you have one more to close out the conversation.
Yeah, this is a new one. It's not in the book. I've written 17 since the book was published. And this particular one was written just 2 weeks ago today. And it's called The Word Fulfilled. The precious phrases leap from every page, and my eyes can scarcely bear the inundation of divine knowledge. So I retrace my steps across the passages with hope that no minute detail is missed. Your voice speaks to me so vivid and strong, yet with gentle tones that resonate and penetrates my being. My mortal mind races to comprehend the godly, yet it is not in the natural that can it be fully received, but only through the breath of the Spirit is it made complete. I know that it is not sufficient to peruse a single pass, whether it is in the present season or seasons yet to come. For every repetition, every pass, every revisit yields even more, and the simplicity of the truth rings clear and true. It speaks to the core of my heart, and my mind is sharpened by it. My spirit rises to extreme heights, and your presence pierces deep. It surpasses my understanding, and yet there is peace, and doubt is destroyed. The account of your short-lived life stirs inspiration. It causes the spirit of man to spark and awaken, to be touched and moved beyond perceived limitations, that of which is only accomplished through your power and glory. Your message far exceeds all epochs. Your love is unlike any ever known or will be known. for it is most high and beyond mortal imaginations. Yet due to its purity, it pours into my spirit and assures me that I've been chosen and that I am yours. You freely step down from your high position to become lowly as a man to give honor to your father. My eyes fill to overflowing with the retelling of your suffering, how your precious blood flowed like a river in order to reclaim and redeem and restore and retrieve. You broke the bonds of death. You broke the chains of guilt and shame. You broke the power and claim of the grave. You broke the law of sin and death to usher in mercy and grace. You broke your heart just so that mine could be alive for eternity. Your legacy of love and truth and hope and peace and joy continues because it is of God, and only God endures all time. Your word is a love story for every person from the past, present, and future, and speaks of your divine nature and all-encompassing and all-enduring love. So with humility and expectation, I return to your word to be filled and refreshed once again with an undivided heart, to cling to your message of peace and promise, to hold your hand and never let go.
We're so well done, and unfortunately, we're out of time, and I appreciate you taking the time to read the examples of your work at the end of our conversation. You mentioned this is new, and you write frequently. Are you working on another book? Will there be another collection here soon?
I am, actually, and the next book is titled right now, Conversations of the Cross, where I actually speak to people, about their conversion, about their experience with Christ, and then sharing new poetry in the book as well. So it's a work in progress right now, and I'm setting up interviews to speak with other people, even people of different churches, so that there is a wider view, so it's not just one single point of view. It's several points of view, but all the points of view are about Jesus Christ.
We will look forward to that and enjoy Psalms of Freedom, A Journey of Faith, Hope, and Healing by our guest on the program, Joseph H.K.A. Espenda Jr., book available wherever books are sold. I'd like to thank Mainspring Books for arranging our conversation today, making your stories come to life. Their website, mainspringbooks.com. Joseph, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I really appreciate you taking the time coming on to explain your life, how it changed, and how you're now helping others with that change. It has to be a very rewarding time in your life, and I thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick. I really appreciate it very much.
Thank you for being with us. And again, you'll find all of this, the links for Joseph's work on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, the book Psalms of Freedom, A Journey of Faith, Hope, and Healing. You are listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.